Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks by developing dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is at stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that employers cut a larger-than-expected 467,000 jobs in June, driving the unemployment rate up to a 26-year high of 9.5%. All told, 14.7 million people were unemployed in June. Since the recession began in December of 2007, the economy has lost a net total of 6.5 million jobs. The average work week in June fell to 33 hours, the lowest on records dating to 1964. Layoffs in May turned out to be smaller, 322,000 versus the 345,000 first reported. But job cuts in April were a bit deeper, 519,000 versus 504,000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 83.57, down 146 points. The NASDAQ at 905 is down 17, and, I mean, excuse me, the NASDAQ is at 1808, down 37. It's the S&P 500 at 905. That's down 17 points.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Joining us with a look at essentially what will be the weekend agricultural weather, because tomorrow the markets are closed, is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. Well, we have some rainfall to deal with this weekend across especially the southern areas of the Midwest. Rainfall will develop across parts of Iowa and Missouri and parts of western Illinois into southern Illinois. Looks like Friday night into Saturday morning. And then another batch of rain could go across parts of Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then we'll have a drying period. I think most of next week will be dry across a good chunk of the Midwest. We'll see high temperatures slowly move upward into the middle to upper 80s, maybe low 90s across parts of the Midwest late next week. So we should see some ideal growing conditions setting up for a good chunk of the Midwest over the next 7 to 10 days. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, today's forecast is a little bit drier for parts of the Delta and Southeast for this weekend. Some areas are now expected to miss out on the rain over the weekend, and areas that miss out on the rain will continue to see some serious crop stress, while some relief from dryness will occur in many locations. A period of drying will resume next week in the Delta. The Southeast will see greater daily shower activity than Delta, and although some areas will dry down, crop stress should not get much worse than it already is. Rain will fall on most locations at one time or another, offering at least some improvement. In Canada, an erratic rainfall distribution is advertised for the next coming 5 or 6 days. Most of the precipitation will be welcome, but it will probably not last long enough or be widespread enough to make a significant difference to crop and field conditions, certainly not in a general manner. However, many areas in the prairie will need a general rain soon to prevent moisture stress from returning to parts of the western Saskatchewan in a significant manner and to help revive crops in Alberta that are in deplorable conditions. Rain is expected to become better organized during midweek next week. If the rain event occurs as anticipated, there will be good coverage of light to moderate rainfall. The rain will likely help ease dryness and induce short-term bout of improved crop conditions. The situation will require follow-up rainfall to assure dryness does not come back to threaten production a little later this month. So that's the outlook for Canada over the weekend. U.S. hard red wheat. High temperatures were in the 80s and 90s yesterday, and lows this morning were mostly in the 50s and 60s. Weather over the next coming 10 days will provide a mix of sunshine, warmth, warm temperatures, and several locally intense thunderstorms. The environment will lead to net drying conditions in some areas and a favorable environment for spring and summer crop development in other areas. Drying this time of the year can be quite helpful for wheat maturation and harvest progress, but not so welcome for unirrigated summer crops. The heaviest and most significant rain will occur from late today through Monday, at which time a large portion of the hard red wheat country will be impacted with some locally heavy amounts. The environment will slow or stop harvest progress, and a few fields might be negatively impacted by too much rainfall. Weather conditions will improve after the first part of next week. In the U.S. spring wheat, mostly dry weather continued in the northern U.S. spring wheat production on Wednesday. A few strong to severe thunderstorms occurred in eastern Montana and far western North Dakota, and that will continue to be so the next couple of days. A favorable mix of rain and sunshine will continue in the northern plains spring wheat region during the next 10 days. Temperatures will be seasonal, and soil moisture should be favorable for aggressive crop development. That's your growing area's weather for the weekend. Have a great weekend, everyone.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 563 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 3/4. September, 572 1/2, down 1. Last trade down 2 3/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade open at 507 1/2, up 1 1/4. Last trade down 2. September, 536, up 1/2. Last trade down 3 1/4. July corn opened at 350 3/4, down 1. Last trade down 6 1/4. September, 356 1/2, unchanged. Last trade down 6 1/2. December, 369 1/4, unchanged. Last trade down 5 3/4. March of 2010, 382 1/2, unchanged. Last trade down 4 3/4. July beans opened at 1258 1/2, unchanged. Last trade down 24 1/2. August, 1160 down 1/2. Last trade down 16 1/4. November, 1016, up 1/2. Last trade down 13. Let's go out to May of 2010, 1001, up 9 1/2. Last trade up 4 1/2. July soybean meal opened at 419.90, up 170. Last trade down 610. July soybean oil opened at 36.12, up 30. Last trade down 48. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Had export sales report out today, and it looks to me like the price breaking corn really attracted a lot of buyers.
Yeah, I think it did. We had 45.5 million bushel old crop booked and just shy of 5 million on the new. I think that we did have some exporter interest as soon as the prices moved lower, and I think people are just a little bit concerned about how this new crop's shaping up. And so the bookings were heavy in the old crop months.
We have the long weekend, and it is notorious for giving us surprises on movements and trend, potential trend changes, and when the market has broken so sharply over the last 2 weeks, are we in line for maybe some sort of a recovery in here?
Yeah, I think we could, although I would anticipate we'll be down to maybe as much as 4 or 5 cents this morning. These long weekends are hard, but typically we are looking at a lot of pollination taking place right in here at 4th of July, and that's not going to be the case this year. Just starting to see some silks on some bottom ground corn.
In fact, pollination is going to might take a month.
Yeah, I think the very last week of July, the first week of August, is going to be peak pollination right here locally around Morton.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, please.
Export bookings were just kind of average there, not that great on the old crop, 11.1 million bushel. But the new crop came in at over 9 million bushel again. The market's been really pretty wild and jumpy. I think with the outside markets weak today, the crude oil's down over $2, the stock market's lower. We'll see the beans start off 15 or 20 cents lower again.
Do you think, though, generally speaking, the correction to the downside might be over both old and new crop?
I don't know on the beans, Dave. I think we're going to continue to see that July-November bean spread work. In other words, the old crop continue to be firm. But new crop, I think, is going to run into just a tremendous amount of problems in this 1030 to 1040 range on the November.
And let's look at the wheat exports. They came in at?
At just under 9 million bushel. Delayed harvest issues are probably not widespread enough to be a huge factor. We'll be down 4 to 6 cents at the outset.
Is the wheat market beginning to find a bottom? It feels like it's trying to find it now.
I think it definitely is. We've made a double bottom with those early December lows.
All right. Let's look at the livestock side for the morning, please.
On the cattle, I think we'll see the futures kind of lightly mixed, maybe down 20 to up 20. I think trade could be a little bit quiet there. Certainly the feeder cattle have been leading the live cattle higher. But we had sharp cutout losses yesterday in the cattle. That'll probably limit the upside. On the hog side of things, I think we're going to continue to see some bear spreading in this market, down 30, maybe up 20 or something in the back months. Weak cash. I don't see a lot of good news in the hogs. If China decides that they are going to ban U.S. chicken imports, as they're hinting right now, that's bad news for meat consumption domestically.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a great day today. Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.